Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. We have a product that we'd like to talk to you about today, which we've known for some time, called Pascal Workflow. Now, Pascal Workflow is a practice management software for accounting and tax firms. They position their lower end offering as free forever, which it is. But I think that you'll discover that you probably want to pay the subscription costs with this. Now, this was developed by a guy that we've both known for some time, Eric Murray. Good guy, good product, good company. So, Brian, what would you like to have our listeners know about Pascal Workflow?
Well, one of the main things about Pascal Workflow is they have a thing called payment protection, where basically you can hold a tax return and integrate 8879 into the whole process. It really handles your communication with clients. So it has full CRM. If you do the premium, it has proposals and projects and workflow and document management and a client portal. You can automate your follow-up. And again, payment lock those tax returns. That payment protection is a big deal. And, you know, I've known Eric, and you've known Eric for just as long, you know, what, 7 or 8 years anyway. And, you know, during that time, maybe longer than that, during that time, Eric was really passionate about the payment protection piece and about having one place to do all your communications securely with your client.
Yeah. And you know, you're right, Brian, we have known him, I know time marches on, 10 years at this point. But you know, in the big picture of things, there's pieces in here that I think Eric was listening carefully to his users, thinking about their needs deeply. And I'm going to pick on something that we'll talk about in a future podcast, the proposal element. You know, getting engagement letters out and proposals out is kind of painful. And there's a lot of organizations trying to solve that. You know, he's had that inside this product for a long time. We also recognize right along with you that CRM is a four-letter word for most CPA firms. But the fact of the matter is, firms of all sizes need to have business development conversations, but just as important, the ability to interact, keep notes to file, or just notes, track emails, track conversations, and so forth. Now, you know me well enough, Brian. You kind of wonder sometimes how I can remember what I do. And the fact of the matter is, my memory often is in my own CRM system. And it turns out I've been doing CRM for 40 years, and I've got history of those conversations. It's part of the reason, for example, why I knew that we'd known Eric 10 years.
Well, and it strikes me that, you know, that when I think about you and your CRM system, it strikes me the times when you don't have internet connectivity, that your memory approaches that of a mere mortal instead of a demigod, you know? So and that's because of your use of CRM and your disciplined use of it for years.
Yes, in fact, that's true. But those two elements, the CRM and the proposals, are both very, very good. But notice that the name Workflow fits inside this product's name, Pascal Workflow. And, you know, you and I have watched and reviewed workflow products for years and years. This is really kind of a combination of projects and workflow. And I think the workflow is fairly easy to understand. I think it works like practitioners do. And, you know, they have an agenda dashboard, which is interesting as well. But so many of the workflow products are difficult to use, difficult to set up. And again, we've got other podcasts, other technology labs on those workflow products. But again, it's integrated in here. And when you and I have reviewed practice management products, we're usually looking for the practice management, time and billing, workflow, document management, portal. We want all those features in one place. And Pascal Workflow is very close on a lot of those items.
Yeah. And the thing I would say here is that when you look at the workflows that are needed in firms, the workflows that are that Pascal Workflow attempts to solve are those at a traditional small to maybe, you know, to sole practitioner to small accounting firm. You know, it's not that you couldn't use this at a 50 or 100 person firm, but you wouldn't have departments and you wouldn't have some of the sophisticated reporting and other tools that they are going to be looking for, and maybe some of the things there. That having been said, I think for a small firm that's unsophisticated, that hasn't gone into the departments, I think this is a wonderful fit, in particular because it handles the 8879s and e-signatures and client interactions digitally very well. And I think, again, we have to remind ourselves here, you know, if we're talking about this being a car, this is not a one-ton truck, okay? But this is also not a Fiat 500 either, you know, not a golf cart.
You know, as I'm thinking about what we're saying here, again, we've known the product for some time and Eric for some time. There's many upstarts that are trying to get into this entry section of the market. And Pascal Workflow has lived there for quite some time.
Yeah, 10 years.
Exactly. And so, you know, for our purposes, frankly, I probably should have been recommending it more to small firms than I even have, because it does have a ceiling to it. Like you just said, you don't want to use it in a big firm, you could. But for the typical practice, let's say maybe of up to about 30 people or less, this product worked actually quite well, quite fine. Further, Pascal Workflow from the get-go has been very affordable for e-signatures. You know, that it was one of the earliest e-signature delivery products. And, you know, they were trying to figure out how to do the knowledge-based authentication for 8879s for a while. But they had e-signatures really for virtually free while everybody else was charging $3 and $5 an e-signature. And, you know, I've both watched traffic in the past week, people asking about getting e-signatures done. And it's like, yeah, it's right inside this product. But then it goes on, besides doing the e-signatures in the 8879, to deliver a reasonable document management client portal. Now, there's other all-in-one practice management products that have tried to be in the market or are in the market, but there's not too many of them. So one of the takeaways from our time together today might be that if you're looking for a fairly usable, complete entry-level practice management system, this one certainly qualifies.
Well, and I think, again, we have to talk about what practice management is to you. You know, this product realistically does CRM proposals, so does the sales side of things. It does workflow. It does some portal and document management. It also does a little bit of automated follow-up, a little bit of client recurring billing. So, again, you can connect to your credit card or Stripe account with this right now. They say that ACH is coming soon. And again, you can go through and you have a marketing platform. It integrates, again, with Google Apps, with iCloud, with Outlook and Exchange. So it works on the platforms that you and your clients use.
Yeah, exactly. And then one other thing that I know just from, I'll call it, Eric's passion and building out the product is, you know, really handling all of the email workflow. Now, this year and beyond, we're going to continue to hammer away on email because I think email is being overused to a degree. And one of my favorite comments from the past week or so is, you know, nothing good comes from email. It's usually somebody complaining or asking for something. And, you know, that might be a little over the top, but I can tell, you know, in this year, my email volume has increased and the quality of the email has dropped. Now, that's not to tell our listeners they shouldn't email us. We're going to get to all those. But I have been really amazed and appalled to the point that I've actually mentioned it among, you know, my family and friends, just saying, man, this has got to get better. So having something that tracks those conversations internally and has ticklers to follow up is a pretty big deal. So it may make sense to turn our attention for just a minute to the pricing, because the original promotion on this product is that it was free forever, and you might wonder how. Well, that's because there were limitations of up to 5 people and 250 contacts. So that would be a relatively small firm. You also do not get the premium features of e-signature 8879s in the marketing platform and requests and proposals after the trial period of 3 months. So the fact of the matter is, to get to all this unlimited contacts and e-signatures and so on, it's $45 per month per team member, which is currently billed monthly.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that seems to be the going price from just about everybody for practice management. Certainly, there are a lot of things that cost more than that. But for a serviceable tool that does what this one does, you know, you're going to have a hard time getting close to that. I mean, that's just what it runs. And, you know, if you stop and think about that, that's, if you got 5 people, you know, you're talking about $225 a month. And, you know, that's just cost of doing business.
Yeah. And you're right. The going rate nowadays seems to be between $50 and $100 per user per month for practice management. Good news is this has more functionality, more of the modules, if you will, with the document management workflow built in. So I consider it a better value than many. You know, there's only a few products. And in fact, maybe on a future lab, Brian, we should just talk about the best values in different categories. That'll probably get us in trouble. But, you know, this one is a great value.
Well, it has to be for the right user. You know, we don't want, like we were saying earlier, we don't want somebody trying to haul 80,000 pounds of freight with the Fiat 500. But we also don't need somebody running errands in a tractor trailer. So, you know, figuring out the right size there is the hard part.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Well, is there any other key things that our listeners need to know about this? I think the idea that you could actually sign up and try it at no charge for a period of time.
I was able to sign up and get set up in under 10 minutes, really very quick. They have a nice little self-guided tour to help you get started. And again, it's a relatively easy to use product, but there's enough there to justify having a look.
Well, it's certainly better than using spreadsheets, Word documents to track your billing. And so from that vantage point, probably is a good value for many. Well, I appreciate your time listening to us today. And Brian, I appreciate your expertise. We'll see you again on another Technology Lab.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.